Fantastic. John DuPriest, we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thank you, Mandy.
Have a good one. When we get back, a trade school where you can get paid to learn a trade. It's coming up next on Talk Radio 630 KHAL.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios, this is Denver's Talk Station, Talk Radio 630 KHAL, and iHeart Radio Station. More with Mandy after the news on KHOW Denver.
It has happened again in Nepal. It's 8 o'clock.
Talk Radio 630 KHAL, 8:04 in the morning. Hello, how are you? So, it's high school graduation season. By the way, we're going to have an update on the Grand Junction Regis game. For those of you that heard that call yesterday, we'll do that in a little bit. But joining me now, you know, it's high school graduation season, and as much as we'd all like to think that our precious little angels are going to go to college and become the highest level of doctor ever, the reality is that college isn't for every kid. And here's the great part. That's perfectly okay. As the mom of a college graduate and a trade school graduate, I am really happy that there are options in this area that, quite frankly, don't exist other places. So joining me in the studio to talk about one really cool option, we have three people. We have John Kinning. He's the executive vice president and COO of RK, formerly RK Mechanical. And now they're just so diversified that they have changed their name to RK. Michelle Brown, an apprentice program instructor, and Nate Trail. He's a program graduate and instructor at RK. John, I'm going to start with you. Your company has become very, very diverse in the services that you offer. Is that the best way to say it? What does RK do? First of all, let's start at the beginning.
Well, we have a very diverse company. We started out as a mechanical contractor and then moved into a service business, mechanical, electrical, plumbing. And we have a structural steel business, and we have an energy, oil, and gas modular fabrication business. And we have a disruptive water technology business and also electrical.
So you really do have a need, a tremendous need, for people in skilled trades.
I believe we have over 800 skilled tradespeople working for our company at this time.
Now, even before I got here, I've had conversations with people who own businesses that require skilled tradesmen, and they all say the same exact thing. It is getting harder and harder and harder to find people who have this particular skill set. So you guys were obviously having this problem, but you've done something really unique to address it. How did RK University come about?
It was an idea that we've had for many years, but we brought it to fruition. Well, we've had an apprenticeship program probably for over 20 years that's been certified through Emily Griffith Opportunity School. So our students go through a 4-year accredited program, which after they're completed with that, they can take their tradesperson license and become a licensed journeyman. And then we expanded to RK University, which takes our graduating construction management students out of university, and then they go into a project engineer to project manager training program, which lasts about 4 years.
So you are actually providing training for people while they're working?
Yes, it's all on-the-job training. We pull them out of their job sites. For the RK University, we pull them out of their job sites and bring them in.
Now,
the apprenticeship is after hours.
Now, obviously, you are filling your own need. But what does this do for the entire labor force in Colorado? I mean, it has to have a really positive effect.
We've had probably over 10,000 employees in the last 12 to 15 years that have gone through our company at one point or another. And a lot of those have taken those skills onto other companies and so forth, if it wasn't a good fit for them to stay with our company.
What do you say to parents? Because I mentioned this morning. I have a friend who has a kid who's very, very intelligent, but is not interested in college. And yet her mom is freaking out that she doesn't want to go to college. How do you say to parents, how do you talk about this opportunity? I mean, what are people really getting out of this in the long run?
Well, they start out with a living wage. Our minimum wage at RK is $12 an hour. They go through our apprenticeship program. They're guaranteed 2 raises for $1 an hour each. And they also have full benefits packages and vacation time.
And this is all while they're building their skills. So this is not necessarily an entry-level job where you sort of hit that wall and you don't have anywhere to go. This is with a path for advancement already laid out if they choose to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. My wife and I were talking last night about 4-year colleges. If they go to CSU, I'm not even sure what it costs these days. We have younger kids, and is it $100,000? Is it $120,000? And what kind of debt would the kids have after that? And if they go through our apprenticeship program, it's a four-year program. They gain 42 credit hours out of 60 for their associates in applied sciences. And I'm also working with the state, some of the education institutions right now to see if we can open up that degree program so they could get a bachelor's in some type of construction-related degree program. Those people that came through the trades and go into construction management are very, very valuable to our organization.
And what does this do for someone's career? Let's talk about, you know, you have a kid who's smart, doesn't necessarily want to go to college. What kind of career path could this lay out for them?
I think Michelle and Nate could probably talk to that.
Yeah.
They've gone through it.
Well, let's talk to Nate first, and then we're going to go to you, Michelle. Nate, you actually came through this program, and now you're an instructor. That's a pretty rousing endorsement.
Right.
So yeah. How did you start out? Tell us about Nate for a second.
Before I came to RK, I had a couple years prior experience before RK. The apprenticeship program was offered to me at a data hire. I had the opportunity to test out, but I knew the program was much more valuable to actually go through the program day one and actually get the training, the peer discussions, the instructor lectures, and I would learn more through the program.
Now, what field did you come into? You got hired as a...
A plumber.
Okay.
So I started there. I went through my 4 years, got my journeyman's before I got done with the apprenticeship program, but I still completed the program just to actually get my certificate of completion of the apprenticeship program. And from there, I've just taken it sky high. I haven't slowed down. My ambition's great. And just keep pushing.
So let's talk about, you know, you had a little bit of experience in the plumbing field beforehand. So how would you compare, without naming names, of course, how would you compare the kind of training, the kind of guidance, the kind of career movement that you foresaw or were experiencing in your prior position compared to what you got when you went to RK?
Before I came to RK, it was kind of just throw you in the mud and see if you can come out clean.
Gosh, it sounds like radio.
Yeah.
It's like, here, do this. We'll tell you how to do it later if you can't figure it out on your own.
Right, right. And then as soon as we came to RK, it was kind of more geared to, okay, this is what you are. This is what you're going to do. And you actually got to learn out of the book. And I, at the previous institution, I was.
There was a book.
There is a book.
There's a book.
There's a I don't know, it's a NCCER, is that correct?
Yes.
The old NCCER,
yeah,
of course.
The curriculum,
no idea what that is. But
It's just a curriculum that we went through. So it's a lot more structured when you came over, and that actually, I think it pretty much helped me a lot more to have that structure and learning instead of just throwing you into a pit, I guess.
What made you want to be an instructor after that?
I think that's more of a personal thing. Some of the people that come in through construction and actually seeing that light bulb kick off and say, hey, I get this. I'm learning something. And they're not just stuck in one spot. It's pretty special to me.
Now, the people that are coming through your classes now, are they millennials? Are they older people that have been in the trades for a while? Are they a mix of both? What are you looking at here?
It's both. It's especially since the recession we have right out of high school to 50 years old in our program.
Now, so you started out in plumbing. Have you moved on to other areas? You just mentioned that you have guys coming in for the trades that are saying, wait a minute, I'm learning something new. I'm expanding my skill set. Is that what's happened with you?
Yeah, I didn't necessarily cross-trade during my apprenticeship era, if you will. But RK has, since I have graduated, offered a lot more trade proficiency classes, stuff to help me further my career so I can actually keep moving through my career. So RK offered more than just the apprenticeship program afterwards, such as the RKU and stuff like that for the field as well.
Now, John, let me ask you a question about that. Was that a conscious decision, or was that something that sort of, after people went through these specific apprenticeship programs, they said, hey, man, I'd really like to know about this? Or was it job necessitated because you had guys that needed that diverse skill set? And I say guys, I mean guys and women. I should be clear. I'm using that in the sort of non-gender specific way. Well, how did that come about to say we want to offer more opportunities?
We believe in lifelong learning with all of our employees. And we have a saying that people say, well, what if you train your people and they leave? I'm like, well, what if you don't train them and they stay?
I was actually going to ask that question because this is not a nothing investment that you guys have made. I mean, this is kind of a big deal because the cost to the employees, and we'll get to this when we talk to Michelle, is not very much. I mean, it is, it's pennies.
It's time.
Yeah. And so this is a big investment for you. And that was one of the things that I thought about. A lot of companies shy away from doing that in-depth training for the exact reason you just said. Well, what if they leave?
So there's is there true altruism? Probably not. I mean, there's definitely a benefit for us to have our training programs where Denver Business Journal just came out where if you add up our next two competitors, we're still larger than both of them. So there's a reason why we've grown in this marketplace. We train our people, we invest in them. They invest in us too. At the same time, we get that. And we're a family-based business, and you know, we're just trying to do the right thing by our people.
Gosh, that's nice. For an evil corporation, you're doing a nice job with that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a very quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk about two important things that everyone out there listening wants to know right now. How much money do you make as an entry level coming into the program? How much does it cost? And what exactly is in the program? Michelle's an instructor. We'll talk to her next. We're in the studio with John Kinning, Michelle Brown, and Nate Trail from RK and RK University. Great alternative path that I think could make you a pretty darn good living if you are not exactly dying to go to college. We'll do that next, right after this on Talk Radio 630 KHOW.
Heavy traffic.
Talk Radio 630 KHOW. We're in the studio talking about alternatives. You know, we live in a world where everybody is college ready, college ready, college ready, college ready. The real truth is that not every kid will go to college. Maybe you're in the workforce right now thinking, man, I should have gotten some better training than I have now. Maybe you're in a position where you feel like you're kind of in a dead-end situation. Well, we're joined today by John Kinning. He's the executive vice president of RK. We have Michelle Brown. She's an apprentice program instructor. And Nate Trail, he's not only an apprentice program graduate, he's now an instructor. And they have a program designed to help people get trained in the trades. Now, Michelle, you're a program instructor. What areas do you teach?
I currently teach plumbing.
You teach plumbing, but what other areas are available? Just to go over that one more time for people that are just joining us.
We actually have a plumbing apprenticeship available, a sheet metal apprenticeship available. We also have a pipe fitting apprenticeship available, and we also do a program for HVAC technicians.
Now, all of these things are things that are, you know, when you look at the future, everybody says, oh, my kid needs to learn how to be a computer coder. But the reality is all of that stuff is going to change. But building a building and putting everything into a building, that hasn't changed. I mean, obviously, there are enhancements.
Yes.
But you got to have bodies that are going to go in and do this work.
You absolutely have to have bodies, and you absolutely have to have skilled technicians to do the work. As the technology in our world today has advanced, building automation systems, et cetera, everything has advanced to such a degree that it's no longer just your average layperson that can do the installs with the stuff that we work with. So what we do is we offer a four-year apprenticeship that coincides with your OJT, ties in what you're learning in the field with the book part of it, and makes it all a whole big picture for you. We enhance the learning process in order to help us and also help you further your career.
So after this four-year program, I asked this question before the break. Let's talk about what this costs the employees, because you're giving them classroom time.
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
Giving them all of the manual training, all the instruction that they need. They're getting all of this. What does it cost an employee to go through this program?
If you break it down, Mandy, it's 8,000 hours a year OJT. It's 144 hours a year classroom time. On that, we charge the apprentice $10 a week. If you maintain a specific GPA, so a 90% or better, an A average, and your attendance stays current, we reimburse you 100% for the cost of your schooling. So in all actuality, it costs the employee absolutely nothing. At the same time, you're in the field earning your paycheck. Apprentices also get two reviews a year, which enables them to get two yearly raises. So on average, the average employee starts the apprenticeship program at $12 an hour. Upon graduation, they're anywhere between 18 and 20. They're also prepared to right away go take their journeyman's test and get their license in the trade of
and
their
now,
choice.
Let's talk about, for your field in plumbing, I have no idea what a journeyman plumber makes.
A journeyman plumber currently makes about $22 an hour.
That's no slouchy money for an education that's free if you maintain your GPA.
Absolutely not. Look at it this way. At the end of the school year, you get a bonus check that we say thank you for going to school and doing your part.
Now, it does not. The one thing that we should be clear, and John, this is they do their daily work in the field, and then this is an after-hours program, so they have to commit the time.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. So we're looking at a time commitment.
And some of the classes are online, too, these days.
Right.
Yes, we've changed our program, so we're currently in conjunction with Emily Griffith, And I meant to say 2,000 OJT hours per year. It's 8,000
okay.
total.
Okay.
If you work 8,000 a year, maybe you're John Kenny.
No. He's an executive. Yeah. We all know on this show that executives do nothing. They just show up and go play golf. That's what they do. Now, Michelle, you also came through this program, did you not?
When I came to RK, I was already licensed in my field of choice mm-hmm. as a plumber. I went through the 4-year, pipe fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Apprenticeship program. I actually took third and fourth year. What they did enable is if you're cross training, we can test out of the first and second year. So you're assuming you have a base knowledge.
So if you have some experience, mm-hmm. you're not starting at the very beginning. You can say, look, I've got this level of experience and test out for some of that stuff.
Correct.
You're basically clipping those classes.
Exactly. So I took third and fourth year pipe fitting, and I'm currently in third year sheet metal, and I believe I'm graduating this Saturday with a 98 GPA.
Well, aren't you a Jill of all trades, literally?
I get a full refund, huh?
There you go. Now, John, let's talk about, career.
That's fantastic what she's doing.
I think it's amazing.
She has three different trades under her belt. She has three different licenses by the time she's probably done with this. And that becomes very valuable to an organization like ours, because then she can be leading crews cross-discipline, and she knows what she's talking about on the job sites. It's fantastic.
Let's talk about career paths within RK. Let's just talk about the people. How long have you been doing this program? Or an apprentice? You said 20 years on the apprenticeship program, right?
It's 20 years every year, so maybe it's even more. By
how many people have come through that apprentice program that are now in upper level management who have created careers at RK?
Tremendous amount have gone through it. I think we had 200 people that have started this year in our apprenticeship program. I'm not sure where we ended up, but that's 200 people in the classes.
Yes, that is correct.
So 200 people are taking these classes right now.
Yes, currently, and we are looking to graduate 33 this year out of our fourth year program.
See, here's my question, and this is just me being, out there. Why people would not immediately take advantage of, but yeah, I don't expect you to answer that question. It just seems like a really good deal to me. I mean, a really good deal.
And that's what we're trying to do. We want to get the word out and make this appealing. I think construction operates under a color of it's a dirty job, and it doesn't require a skill set in order to accomplish
what we do.
Well, at
least Mike Rowe has made dirty jobs pretty.
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys should send Mike Rowe a thank you card.
Right.
And he's done a good job for the trades.
Nate and I were talking off the air about going out to high schools and talking to high school students. And I think that's fantastic. But do you have a problem with the parents?
I haven't really noticed. We go to a lot of the high schools, and I know Gwen, now our new recruiters, she's going to start going to those as well. We go to a lot of the trade high schools, so like the Bowmans, the CECs out there that actually teach like automotive welding, the hands-on learning classes that's out there. We go to a lot of those, and we get a lot of feedback just from the students. I haven't really noticed anything from the...
It's more the guidance counselors.
Guidance counselors give you push. I can't imagine a guidance... Well, no, I know guidance counselors, and they think everybody should go to college, and they got to get over that. They just have to get over that. Now, John, how can people, is this open? Do you have to have, because we've talked to both Nate and Michelle had kind of trades experience, but you hire people just, I got nothing. I have no idea what I'm doing. Perhaps I was a radio host and that didn't work out and I'm looking for something completely different. You hire people like that?
We try to have a screening process to make sure that they know what they're getting into, that they
right.
may be working in conditions outside, or if they want to go into our manufacturing side, they can come into the shops. But we try to find people that don't mind getting their hands dirty if that's what it is. It's expensive for us to bring people in, and
I'm sure
then they find out in two, three weeks that this isn't what they want to do, and we've onboarded them. So
yeah, you offboard them too at that point. I'm imagining it's like, thanks for coming.
Faster.
Okay. I got it. Now, I've put a link on my blog at khow.com that will take you over to the RK apprentice page, and you can email and get more information. But you know what? I know that this time of year, we had it in our house, that moment of panic where you think, no, what are we going to do with this one? And, this may be something to talk to your student about, or maybe if you're in a career where you feel like you don't have a future, maybe it's time to look at this for yourself. I mean, what percentage mix? I asked earlier, but is it half and half? I mean, what is the mix of people that are just starting a career or people that are coming from another company? Do you have any idea on that?
I would probably go with 65% coming in just starting out and 35% that are displeased with their current lot in life and are ready to make a change.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Something else to realize is that you can also, these are transferable credits.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. So if you decide to maybe go pursue a 4-year.
And they started 2 years with RK and they want to, maybe they moved to California or something like that. They can take those 2 years and start year three.
That's excellent.
With another company.
Well, you know what, John? I just have to say, I get really frustrated when I hear people complain about not being able to find skilled labor or not being able to find someone to do these jobs. And when I ask these business owners, and this is a conversation I've had in the past in other markets, and I say, well, what are you doing to solve the problem? And you get the deer in the headlights look back. It, just huge compliments to you.
Our industry has done a horrible job.
They really have.
We own that, too. That's why we hired an outreach recruiter 9 months ago to get out into the middle schools, get out to the high schools, and tell the story of what the trades are and what you can do for your families.
But I commend you for taking that bull by the horns and taking on this project, which is, like I said, a big investment in people, and not all of them are going to stay with you, and you're okay with that. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. And I urge other companies in other fields that are having difficulty filling these positions to maybe look at a similar model as well. John Kinning and Michelle Brown and Nate Trail, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
You can find a link at khow.com. The first slug in my blog today, there's a link right there at the bottom. Find out more. Takes you right to RK's apprentice page. If you'd like more information, go ahead and do it. We'll be back right after this on Talk Radio 630 KHOW. Talk Radio 630 KHOW. We're making our way through a busy broadcast week. You know, we're doing a lot of education stuff this week because we're at the end of the school year. Kind of want to give you some options going forward. And sometimes those options are not college. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 630 KHOW.
Mandy, I'm very happy you had those people on. Those programs are real. It's not fake. There's nothing bad about it. All you do is hard work. It's not for everybody. They said that. But I'm going to tell you, my son was unemployed 10 years ago, got into a program just like that in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
Now he just finished 10 years with the company. The last 4 years, six figures.
Wow. Well, and see, you know what? That's the thing. People have this impression that somehow, because maybe you get a little dirty doing some of these trades, that you are not making good money. But I don't know the last time you hired a plumber, okay? The last time we hired a plumber, that plumber got $110 an hour. Ah, that's nice work if you can get it. I mean, it's a great program. And like I said, I'm the mom of a college graduate and I'm the mom of a trade school graduate, and I'm equally grateful for both. So I just want people to know what's out there.
College is not for everybody.
No, and that's okay. That's the thing. It's perfectly fine. You know, I jokingly said on my blog, the world needs ditch diggers too. It's true. But now ditch diggers run equipment that I couldn't even fathom on how to operate. So you need the right training.
Thanks for your time.
No problem, man. Thank you. I'm glad it worked out for your son. And again, I linked to the apprentice page on my blog at khow.com. It's the first blog posting today. So check that out and make it happen. Maybe give your kids an option they hadn't thought about. I like it. I like it a lot. I have a story.